Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 3rd of March, I'm your host, Paul White. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you will avail yourself of our sermons that we air on Wednesdays, full-length video and audio, our studies from the book of John. We are coming very close to finishing that nearly three-year journey through the book of John, and you can get in on those at our website, paulwhiteministries.com. I encourage you to you don't have to go to the very beginning. It'd be great to do. I know that'd take you a while to work through them, but at your own pace, just enjoy this spectacular journey that we've been on. I want to today take you to another passage from the book of Ezekiel, and this one is one that covers a passage we read but didn't really comment on that it has its duplicate in the book of Jeremiah. If you'll recall, in Jeremiah 31 has the famous four corners of the covenant, something we've been doing a series on our weekend sermons, from the Hebrews part of that. There's a Hebrews that is a fulfillment of that. But right before that four corners of the covenant stuff in Jeremiah 31, there's a passage about the fathers eating the sour grapes and the children's teeth being set on edge. And I told you on that podcast that we would deal with it when we got to its companion text in Ezekiel. And then I encouraged you to go watch our studies in John, subtitled, Jesus Drank the Sour Wine. Well, we have arrived. Ezekiel chapter 18. So I want to do a little more work on that proverb that we didn't really do on the podcast, even though we did a full, rounded, about an hour-long lesson on this thought from the recent studies in John. I realize, however, that not everyone is watching those that are following on the podcast, and that's just timing. I know some people don't have time to set through those hour-long sermons, but you do come back every day for the DDP. So I don't want you to be slighted and not get this amazing story that comes to us from Jeremiah 31 and from Ezekiel 18. Beginning in verse 1, the word of the Lord came to me saying, what do you mean when you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says the Lord God, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel. It's interesting that God asks the question, what does this proverb mean? Now, we know God knows all things, and of course, this is being asked through the prophet Ezekiel, but it shows us that God really wants Israel to be a little introspective. He wants them to wrestle a little bit. Besides, wrestling is their heritage. That's what Israel means, he who contends with God. God's inviting them, wrestle this out a little bit. What does this proverb mean? Now, the interesting difference between the Jeremiah 31 moment and the Ezekiel 18 moment is that in Jeremiah 31, God says, in those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. In what days? Well, the very next passage is, behold, the days are coming when there's a new covenant. And I told you that that's the only time the Old Testament articulates the phrase new covenant. So according to Jeremiah 31, in the days of the new covenant, they'll no longer be able to use that proverb. Then Ezekiel 18, God says, what do you mean when you use this proverb? He says, as I live, you're not going to use this anymore. When is it that they're not going to get to use it anymore? Ezekiel doesn't elaborate on it, really. But if you take Jeremiah 31, you realize that when they're not going to be able to use that proverb any longer is when they're in a new covenant. And as we pointed out, in the finished work of Jesus, when Jesus takes the sour wine into himself, he is really becoming the living, breathing, or should we say the dying fulfillment of that old proverb. Jesus takes the sour wine in and his teeth are set on edge, not our teeth are set on edge. Jesus drinks for us. Jesus receives into himself for us. So let me really try to answer the question that God asks in Ezekiel 18 when he says, what does this proverb mean? Well, I don't know exactly what it meant to Israel. That's specifically the question. But I know generally how we would interpret this proverb. How we interpret it is the father is one character and the children are the other character. The father is performing one act and the children are having an act performed for them. So the father is drinking sour grapes, drinking sour wine, while the children's teeth sting. One input, one finished product. Father inputs the sour grape, son teeth sting. So, of course, the proverb then means that what the father does has a direct effect on the son. Why would Israel come up with that proverb? Well, because in the natural realm, that's exactly the truth. In the natural realm, what goes in comes out in the bloodline. What, maybe not, I mean, it's metaphoric. It's not exactly that a dad eats a sour grape and a kid's tooth stings. But what the father takes in manifests itself in the children. And that's the natural realm. And the old covenant exists in a natural realm. So when God begins to prophesy of a new covenant, he says, we're going to have to get rid of this old proverb because it's not going to work any longer for you to view what happens in the same way that you viewed it in the realm of the natural. So no longer is it about what the dad does, the son gets the results. He says, it's each his own. Now, why is that good news? Because under the new covenant, I am not righteous or viewed as successful based upon what my earthly father does, and I'm also not viewed based upon what the church at large does. I am individually a recipient of new covenant goodness. The father's sour wine, children's teeth set on edge proverb that gets repeated in Jeremiah 31 and Ezekiel 18 is a positive proverb for us under the new covenant in that it's one of those few moments that shows us the individuality of the new covenant. That the covenant that God made with Israel was a covenant with a national people, but the covenant we've entered into, the new covenant, is not about what my father gives me or what my church gives me, but about what I have with him. It doesn't discount our need for community, but it also doesn't elevate community above the individual in regards to personal righteousness. And that is a special part of the new covenant and one that needs embraced, not run away from. All right. I hope I've given you at least enough of a taste of this Ezekiel 18 sour grapes, children's teeth, and set on edge, that if you want more, it's easy to find. Studies in John, Jesus drank the sour wine, and we did it just a few weeks ago, so it's pretty easy for you to find. All right, more from Ezekiel tomorrow. See you then. God bless.